Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
The level of concern in the United States is increasing, I would have to say, exponentially, in the sense of people realize what's going on. People realize that our economy stinks. People realize that Joe Biden probably isn't the guy to be sitting in the Oval Office right now. And I have to say, my experience has been people realize these issues. I went to a Republican Party event last Sunday, spent some time there, a very, very good meeting, and I have to say that it is interesting that the level of concern has increased. As I said, I used the word exponentially, I would use the word dramatically, both among conservatives and among progressives. Any comments, Jimmy?
I believe that you have to understand what the opposition is doing and what their argument is. And of course, you get people like Michelle Obama coming out saying that our democracy is threatened. Joe Biden says our democracy is threatened. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, they're all making those comments because they believe that conservatives are going to undermine the future of their agenda, while conservatives are feeling the real repercussions of ignoring the Constitution, of taking away individual rights, taking away attempting to take away the Second Amendment by using law enforcement as a political tool, including the Department of Justice, including Merrick Garland, who makes absolutely false statements on a regular basis that are provably false statements. So you've got two sides. One side's trying to spin it to say that the Republicans are trying to undermine the Constitution, but their argument is, hey, if you don't believe that their progressive way is the right way, then you're wrong. And the Republicans are saying, wait a second, you guys are taking everything away. You're actually taking away our individual rights. You're taking away free speech, and you're using tech and all these other tools and mega donors to influence the outcomes of our elections. So this fight is between the two. You've got to figure out where the real truth stands. And ultimately, if you understand the Constitution, you understand our basic principles and rights, and you realize that God gave us these rights, not our government, and that our government is here to protect our rights rather than impose our rights or grant us our rights. That's the big difference that people need to understand, and where we need to get out with the left and say, hey, look, government's not going to save you. More government's going to hurt you. They're going to eventually take away your rights. They're going to vote you off the island, regardless of where you stand. And I think that's the big difference between conservative views and democratic views. But that understanding the fight's the critical element right now.
Well, I don't think more and more people, the level of concern is high enough in my sphere of influence that I can say truthfully that the level of concern is putting the situation in our country first and foremost in front of all people. People are very aware of it, and they realize, in addition to winning elections, they have to change the direction of the country because that's what you and I have been talking about, Jimmy, for quite some time now. Changing the direction of the country, number one, we have to make people realize that the Democrats are going in the wrong direction, number one. And number two, we have to make people realize that we as a group have to be united in our actions. Comments on that?
Yeah, there has to be, and this is one of the fundamental problems. If you're a conservative, you're kind of usually cynical. You're cynical of the government, and you're also cynical of groupings, of working together. And a lot of personalities get involved and kind of split different views and ideas. You see that very clearly in the Senate right now with ideologies, and you saw it in the Republican Party. Yeah. If you're a liberal, you actually work together in kind of a hive mindset, and you listen to somebody, and of course you repeat exactly what they're saying, mm-hmm. almost without question. And that's the big difference in my mind on how, you know, the two different viewpoints are, you know, the critical thinker versus the following thinker. So for conservatives, it's hard to get together. It's hard not to give your faith and trust into somebody else. You know, it's hard to do that. And for Democrats, for the liberal mindset, it's quite easy. They just say, yeah, okay, whatever you say, and I'm going to believe that because it's about, you know, collective. And of course, that's why they support larger government, because they think government's the solution. And the complete opposite in the conservative mindset.
Yeah.
So working through that problem to organize and coordinate is a very difficult challenge. And we see it regularly. Ultimately, though, anytime you give power to a government group, it ends up being controlled by a small amount of people, and that small amount of people end up actually hurting others. And that's where we've got to focus our efforts as a conservative and say, hey, look, you know, this collective and this power that you've given to these people are now beginning to hurt you. They're hurting your life. They're hurting your future. And some of the lies they've told you about the end of the world with climate change, that opening the border is not going to cause any more problems, that inflation is transitory, that we need to support unequivocally all borders except our own. You know, these types of lies are becoming apparent to many people. We've got to wake them up. And those extremes on the left, the progressives, the socialist mindset, you either have to ignore them or just let them sink in their own cesspool.
You know, sinking in their own cesspool, I don't want to be a part of that cesspool, because America, in my opinion, today, Jimmy, is pretty much of a cesspool. And I don't like that a bit. Not even in the slightest, I don't like it. There's nothing appealing about that to me whatsoever. We have to unite. We have to work together. And in the process of doing that, we have to inform the opposition, i.e. the progressives, that things really are not going well in the kingdom, for lack of better terms.
Yeah, I would recommend not focusing at all on the progressives, because they're lost. There's that 30% that no matter what you say, no matter what you do, is they're not going to change their opinions and their minds. What you're trying to go for, what you're trying to influence, are those people that are non-aligned, you know, that they don't call themselves a Democrat or Republican, that they're independent mindset, independent voters, and they're feeling the pain, and you've got to wake them up, and you've got to tip the balance with those people in the middle to say, you know what, this is just not the right direction. Telling me that the government and the teachers have more control over my children than I do mm-hmm. is not going to go over well with most parents, especially those people in the middle. You know, telling them that fentanyl or that gender ideology at Disney is going to benefit them in the future is not going to make the media, the middle, happy.
Right.
And that's what you've got to address. You've got to find that middle ground from a political perspective and get them to shift. And then eventually you gain ground. Unfortunately, in Washington, it's an absolute cesspool politically. A beautiful place, you know, wonderful place that would love to live there if things weren't so just insane with law enforcement and the disrespect for, you know, law and order, and of course the drug usage and the risks and the safety and the declining economy of the entire West Coast liberal ideology. There's a lot of risks there. Oh, and by the way, the high cost of living and the taxes.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of that is driven by control of the political parties.
Right.
I will just tell you, this morning I went and voted in the primary in South Carolina. And guess what? The first thing I did when I walked up was show my legitimate ID, a federally recognized identification card. And without that, I wouldn't have been able to vote. Do you do that in Washington? No, they just mail you a ballot. And no one really follows up with it. So.
Well, I want to say one thing, Jimmy. I want to talk about the difference that you and I are trying to make, and I want to summarize it real quickly. Basically, what you and I can do within the law, which is very important to me, you and I can make people aware of what we believe are false facts and weaknesses in America. And that way we can get people to stop and think. And I think that is the only thing that you and I can do at this moment in time to make a difference in the United States. Your comments?
Yeah, I think we've got to keep talking, and
yep.
we've got to do outreach. You got to get people to think, and you can't be just bitter and sit back and say forget it. I mean, there are people out there and there are listeners on this blog that sometimes that just say, you know what, forget it, it's done. And I'm not, as an American, as a soldier, as someone who's fought for the Constitution, I'm not going to give up on
it. No, I can't do that either. There's no question about that, Jimmy.
And it also really hurts your life if you don't.
Yeah.
So, that's what people have to recognize. You've got to take action.
Let's make our lives better. Let's make America a better place. Listen to our show. Listen to what Jim, listen to what I have to say, and then let's talk about it. Let's talk about it with our friends and neighbors, et cetera, et cetera. Jimmy, thanks very much for your time.
As always.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.